This is another episode of Ask Dr. Tasha with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness. Yay! We've been talking about cancer in the month of June, and we're going to talk about the immune system.
Yes, we are today.
I don't even know if my... I don't know a whole lot about the immune system. I would imagine when you're diagnosed with cancer and you're in treatment, it does affect your immune system.
It does. It affects it really dramatically.
How?
Well, you know, unfortunately, the drugs we have to use for cancer kill everything.
Okay.
Right? I mean, it's so harsh.
Yeah.
What do you do? So it's a necessary evil, but while it's targeting those bad cancer cells, it's also damaging your body, suppressing your immune system.
That's it. Okay.
You know, it really wreaks havoc on your body. And then once chemo is over, you really have a lowered immune system. Even with radiation, we notice a lowered immune
you do?
System. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just so harsh on the body, and it fatigues the body so much that the body is putting all of its energy into daily function, not a strong immune system, right?
Yeah, you're right. So you should build that immune system back.
Right. And that's one of the things where we fit perfectly into that cancer model where, okay, Western medicine's got the chemo, it's got the radiation, it's got, you know, hopefully got your cancer under control. We can help boost that immune system, we can boost the white blood cell count, and we can help keep it elevated so that you're not sick all the time. You don't get every little illness that comes around. Even our patients that receive acupuncture and our integrative therapies while they're in cancer treatment mm-hmm. have an elevated immune system compared to the patients who don't receive Eastern medicine care while they're receiving treatment or after.
Okay.
And that's really important because, I mean, let's talk about it. If you get pneumonia while you're undergoing
right.
chemo, that could be a death sentence.
Yeah.
You know, or if you get the flu, it's much harder to get
right.
over it than it was before.
I didn't think about that. You're yeah. right.
So, I mean, and that's one of the things we talk about, right, is you want to get over cancer and then you want to be able to live your life when you're done with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't go out anymore because you're worried about getting sick or
mm-hmm.
you're too sick to go out anymore, those types of things. So, you know, one of the things we can really do is boost that immune system so you can heal and your body can recover and it has the energy it needs to recover. And then you can go do the things you want to be doing.
Yeah, the energy level, I'll tell you, boy,
yeah.
that radiation just saps you and it's yeah. cumulative. So you know, for me, it was like weeks after I was done with the radiation is when it hit. And I think one time I was driving home, I stopped at a rest stop
mm-hmm.
because I thought I was going to fall asleep on the road. I
yeah.
thought, what is wrong with me?
Yeah.
And then I think I spent so much time just being, okay, it's all over with, I'm okay, but I bet you my immune system was not in good shape because I was run down for almost like 6 months.
Yeah, it takes quite a while.
I kept getting colds and all kinds of, you know, and like earaches, like I'm like, you know, I'm in my 60s and I'm getting earaches.
Right, because your immune system was struggling.
That was it.
Yeah, I mean, you
wow.
spent, how long was your treatment?
My radiation, I almost said something to you. I almost said it was only 16 rounds. It was 16 rounds.
It was 16 rounds,
see
yeah.
how I put that word only in
yeah.
there? As if it wasn't a big deal.
16 rounds is a big deal.
It was 16 rounds.
One round is a big deal. But 16, yeah, don't downplay it. That's a lot on your body. No wonder. I mean, considering you had 16 rounds of chemo and it, you know, took you 6 months to feel better, imagine what we could have done if you would
right.
have known to see, you know,
mm-hmm.
someone like me who
mm-hmm.
does acupuncture and integrative medicine, and we could have boosted your immune system. We could have had you feeling better faster.
You're right. How do people get a hold of you?
We are offering a complimentary consultation. You can give us a call, 616-604-0219, or you can visit our website, www.allacu.com.
Wonderful. And how soon does somebody get in? Are you real busy all the time? Or does, you know, how long does it take to get in for a complimentary consultation?
You know, I would encourage anybody who is looking for help with not only cancer, chemo, neuropathy, any of, you know, the odd issues that they haven't found a solution for, leaving other practitioners scratching their head, just give us a call. We'll see what we can do. We are accepting new patients.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Tasha, for being here. And we do got to tackle menopause at some point.
we will tackle menopause.
At some point. That'll be like a 6-month segment. I'm kidding. I appreciate you being here. It's Dr. Tasha with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness.
Thanks for having us.